That was awful. It's been what, 6 years since that Wii music at E3? That's what gamers wanted? That's what you wanted, Pantera? I mean, Diddy999, and welcome to a special pre-E3 hype show. But we have to go back. 2008 Wii. That's what you wanted, Pantera? Wii?
Dude, what?
That's what you wanted, Darkie Kennedy.
No, that was awful.
Darkie, that's what you wanted, right? Out of your Wii, you wanted Wii music. That's what you needed.
I never owned a Wii.
Wow. Well, I know somebody here who did own a Wii. Day one Wii. And you were waiting for Wii music, weren't you, McLean?
Man, that's when gaming was good.
Exactly.
Now it's dead today.
Right? I mean, what do we have now? What do we have now? We have, like, realistic-looking players in sports games. Like, I could watch a real game. They don't need to look real. That's not a game. Gaming isn't real life. The more real it looks, the worse the game is. You guys agree with me, right?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, right?
No. Because,
no, seriously. No, seriously. If the games get real, so real that we can't tell the difference, then why don't I just do that in real life?
Because you can't?
Why not? Sure I can.
You'll either get arrested or...
Tell me one thing I can't do in real life that I can do in a game.
There's no real Slender Man.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You can't Mario Kart 8 in real life.
Oh, as bad as you want Slender Man to be real, he's not real. That's only for video games.
Good point.
Can you do Octodad in real life?
You can't Tetris in real life.
Are you kidding me? I can Tetris in real life.
Can you please describe to us how you Tetris?
Smell a YouTube video that should be made.
All right, so we're here not to talk about 2008 E3. We're here to talk about the 2014 E3 that is just days away, hours away, in Los Angeles. Where the hell is this E3? Is
that
where it is every
year? LA, yeah.
LA Convention Center, right? That's where all...
Anaheim
Convention Center. That's where all of the gaming industry comes to show off their wares, to show off the future. And this is a really good time in gaming because we're 1 year in to this generation, the Xbox One and the PS4. And what we're hoping for is finally real games that are worth playing. And we're going to get into
They came out at the end of last year.
Yeah.
Not quite there yet.
Okay, it's almost a year. Basically, nothing we see now, we're going to be playing until 3 or 4 months from now, right? Like, that's the worst part of E3, is we get all hyped, we want all of these things, and then they tell us, in September, in October, in November, it's delayed until March. Basically, E3 is like a cock tease, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, so let's get into Microsoft. That's what the people want. Microsoft.
No, it's not what the people.
No. The Xbox One, they took away Kinect. They took away Kinect. That's what the people wanted, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, the people wanted them to take away Kinect. So now it's E3 2014. They've taken away Kinect. What do you think's going to happen, Darcy? No Kinect, but Xbox One. What's next for them?
They're going to continue to go against their original fucking game plan, which was to pay attention to the media sort of center, like how it was going to be like something for your TV, better for your TV. They're just going to keep on going against what they said. That's all they've done is just backtrack.
So what you're saying is mistake after mistake after mistake.
They're going to pay attention to the games, E. Diddy. They're going to come out just like Sony did, but Sony did it first, and they're going to be like, the games!
It's all about the games this year,
it's
right?
It's all about the games!
It's all about... Well, tell me, what games do they
Never
have?
Never mind about how you could, like, talk to it and turn channels
no,
and stuff.
That no,
we tried that shit last year.
No, but that is... For the game. No, that is genius. I can't wait for that future. Xbox.
Yeah.
Play a game. Xbox.
So they'll have their
watch
new
TV.
Halo. They'll have their new Halo.
Xbox, hang up on Darcy. See?
Yes, Xbox, hang up on Darcy.
Genius. McLean, how about you? Xbox One. It's the future of gaming consoles. They've taken Kinect out. They're taking it to the next level. What do they got to do in this at this E3 to take the lead in this generation's console war?
Well, I mean, Sony, like, the PS4 sucks.
Sure, I agree with you.
But they're, like, the better one of the two terrible options.
Right, right.
I mean, the Wii U is actually the best option, but we're not talking about that right now.
Not yet, right. No spoilers.
So, I think they have to do what made the PS3 great, and they gotta add Linux support.
I mean, that would be a shocker from PlayStation 3 having Linux and taking it away, Xbox One coming in almost a year later saying, we're not taking features out. Well, we kind of took features out, but we're going to replace them with new, old features from other consoles. Boom. Eat it. So in your face. Drop the mic, right? That's a drop the mic announcement if they add Linux support.
Yeah.
Right? Because, well, if you think about it, if you've been paying attention to gaming in general, Steam says Linux is the next great gaming haven, right?
Yeah. That's a direct quote.
That is a direct quote from that fat guy over at Valve. What's his name?
Dave Newell.
Fatty.
Steve Jobs. Oh, no, it's David.
So Linux is the next great gaming haven. They're doing it on the PCs. The Xbox One is just like a PC, so it kind of makes sense that they would go toward Linux.
Okay, guys, I have to burst the bubble.
All right.
I got to burst the bubble. PS4 is not about backwards compatibility, okay?
It's about forwards.
It's about forwards.
Forwards compatibility.
It's about forwards compatibility.
I agree. Actually, that is
but
genius.
There's nothing forward.
No, seriously.
Linux is out. It's not a good suggestion. I hate to be the straight man here.
No. Well, here's the thing about forward compatibility. This is genius, and I expect them to announce this at this year. PS4 forward compatibility. All new games released on the PS4 will be compatible with the PS4 for the entirety of its life cycle.
Yeah.
Never been done before in the history of gaming.
No. It's been done before.
Pantera.
Yeah.
You're a big-time Xbox fan. You've been all about Microsoft for years. Nonstop tweets about Microsoft. I know you're somewhat of a fanboy. What do you think they're going to do this year to separate themselves from the competition, from the Wii U, from the PS4?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they've been talking about hyping the games. E3 is going to be all about the games. But then I saw, what was it, a Google alert where they were talking about having all these apps for the...
A Google alert?
Yes.
That sounds serious.
Google alerts.
Wait, so hold on. Do you have a Google alert for Xbox One?
Yeah, I have one for PS4, PS3, Wii Diablo U? 3, Battlefield 4.
E-Diddy-999.
Basically, they're hyping, like, that they're going to have a whole bunch of apps.
You have a log for these alerts.
It's in my email.
Okay. Can you go find it?
You want to read some Xbox One Google alerts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know what? You know, just this is a podcast here, so kind of do that on the side. You can.
Yeah, as you tell us how Xbox is going to separate themselves and take over this generation. Or look up Google alerts.
Yeah. I have no idea. I don't think I'm not expecting them to originate anything new.
Mike is our Xbox One. Microsoft really correspondent. Don't. Just really because don't think the so. Word Mike is in it.
Possibly, maybe, kinda, probably okay. Not.
Okay, so some might say that Xbox was taking a backseat this generation, that the PS4 came out first, it had all the features, it had the price point, but I say nay to that. Mm. I say that the place to be is Xbox, because they're not just about the games. I know that's what they're saying this year. They're about the games, they're about the games, they're about the games. They're about entertainment. And that's the thing, is I want to entertain myself. I don't want to just play games. I want to watch movies. I want to watch videos. I want to listen to music.
No.
I want to do things. No. That should be their slogan. Let's just do things. And that's what the X-Bone does. So that, I'm assuming that this year's E3 isn't going to be all about games. It's going to be all about doing things. Am I right?
I bet in their conference there's at least going to be two apps that they announce that are, you know, their selling points. They're not going to talk about.
They got to make ground, guys. They got to make ground back.
No, just think about this, Darcy. Yeah. They already have Bing, right? Search. Mm-hmm. Bing search is amazing.
Sure.
All right. Next, Microsoft Office. Boom.
Google Alerts?
On the Xbox One. Outlook on the Xbox OneDrive on the Xbox One.
Yeah.
Stop saying Xbox Woman.
I liked it with
X-Bone when things went up.
What about PowerPoint?
PowerPoint. Xbox One.
Excel.
I'm going to edit my Word docs. I'm going to compose an email. No, seriously, think about this. I have a computer and I have an X-Bone. Why do I need both? They're basically the same thing. But the X-Bone is much cheaper and can do things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling
PC
you.
PC can do things.
The Xbox is going to
bridge. And you get free games on the PC.
I don't care about doing things. I want to play games.
Xbox is going to bridge the gap between entertainment and productivity this E3 2014.
Yeah.
And that is what they're going to slam home. You're not just going to be entertained, but you're also going to be productive. Do more.
So you can do your homework on the Xbox One?
Do more with things.
Do things.
Okay. What about Minesweeper?
Oh, one of the classic all-time great games ever. Yeah,
PC.
All-time great. Why haven't we had an updated Minesweeper on X-Bone?
Because Facebook bought that shit.
Facebook bought Minesweeper?
Yeah.
How? Are you serious? What? Seriously? Like, why didn't I get a Google alert about this?
Guys,
maybe
they can
innovate on solitaire as well.
That's the first virtual reality games. You got to start from our first games. There's going to be solitaire, Minesweeper. That's what's happening.
Mahjong. Mojang, whatever you call that shit.
Okay, so let's talk about some of these Xbox games that are going to be released. Halo 5 Guardians.
Yep.
It is the Halo game that we all have been waiting for.
Oh my god.
I mean, the first four Halos and Halo 5, that was child's play. Now, it's Halo 5 for real.
Hmm.
This time, we're going to get every pixel. We're not going to get cheated out of pixels. We're going to get all the resolution. And the thing about Halo games is that they're the only good shooter that I've ever played.
No!
What do you mean? Name another shooter.
Battlefield.
Stop. Please, they've ruined Battlefield. Every piece of goodwill that they've ever gained was taken away with this version. Stop with the Battlefield.
How about Doom?
Doom? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Doom 4. It's coming soon.
McLean, how about you take this?
What about Killzone?
Yeah.
Really?
Killzone's good.
Really? Killzone? Really?
Yeah, the first one.
The first one? Oh
yeah,
my god.
That's even better.
Or the PSP one.
Wow.
The top-down one, Liberation, right?
Yeah.
How much did you love that one?
I hated it. It didn't even give you the whole game. You had to download.
Means it was awesome.
Unavailable
you
DLC.
Free DLC? You hate free DLC?
Free DLC that you can't even get on the Vita. Liberation, you can put the game on the Vita, but you can't get the DLC, so you can't even complete the game.
Nobody wants to do that.
That's why
they
made a
the
Vita
core game.
Killzone.
Wow.
Killzone Mercenaries.
Alright, what else is, Killer Instinct? Huh?
Oh my god.
Yes, season 2.
Wave of content for revitalizing whatever.
That game already needs a revitalizing?
It's Killer Instinct again.
I can't believe they're already trying to...
That's every fighting game though.
Reboot the first one.
They always bring themselves out again.
I mean, this is going to be huge. This is probably going to change the game for fighting. I mean, it's going to change. You're into that stuff, McLean. I'm sure Evo's getting all hyped up for Killer Instinct Season 2.
Nobody likes Killer Instinct.
What?
No, nobody
really?
You have to buy an X-Bone.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the arcade stick is like $300.
Well, you don't need an arcade stick. Nobody needs an arcade stick. If you're playing if you're playing with an arcade stick, you're not good at fighting games.
If you're playing with a pad, you're a scrub.
No.
Just delete the game if you're using a pad.
Buy a Wii U. Spoilers.
If you're using a pad, you got true skill when it comes to fighting games.
Go play Smash Brothers.
Smash Bros. Thank you.
64.
That's what the real gamers call
PlayStation
it.
PlayStation All-Stars, Smash Battle Royale.
Bros. Smash Bros.
Playing on pad gives you carpal tunnel syndrome.
All right, and some other stuff. Next.
Star Wars Battlefront?
No, hold on. Right? Hold on. But that's EA. That's coming to everybody, right?
Yeah.
Like, the best version of Battlefront, when we finally see it, is going to be the Wii U version. Right? Well, hear me out. Because you basically get all the same controls as you do on the X-Bone or the PS4, right? Except for on the Wii U, you get the touchpad mini screen, which is genius.
Now all they have to do is actually start making Wii U games at EA.
I'm telling you.
Oh, wait a minute. That's a really big hurdle.
EA is really missing the boat on the Wii U. This is a gold mine. And somebody needs to figure out.
Seems like everybody's missing the boat on the Wii U.
Somebody needs to figure out, how do I cash in on the Wii U? Nintendo McLean. New console? Wii U's dead? Are they gonna announce it? Is that gonna be the big deal?
Are they gonna kill it?
They're gonna kill it. That's,
I just sold like a million copies of Mario Kart.
Yeah,
it's
but.
Back.
Only a million?
Is it back really? Well, okay, hold on. So.
To the people that already had a Wii U. Bought a Wii U.
Some people are saying, they're gonna kill the Wii U, new console announced this E3. Other people, like McClain, are saying, wait a minute, Mario Kart, you got Super Smash Bros, you got whatever hell else,
they
some
haven't
kind
even
of Zelda.
Released the Zelda game yet.
So you're saying there's lots of life left in the Wii U. Lots
of
games.
Isn't there a rumor going around that they're just gonna take out the touchpad controller? And just put a regular controller in.
No, you can't.
Cut down on price.
No,
like,
you can't do that.
Why?
Because you need that. That is a integral part of the experience of the Wii U. Off-screen play that actually works well, not like what the PS4 and the PS Vita have. Good off-screen play is genius. And it does that better than any other console on the market today. Hands down, you cannot take that controller out of that package. You will kill the Wii U if you do that. Worst idea ever.
Isn't it already dying? Couldn't it not get any worse?
Look at these articles. Yeah, like, can Mario Kart 8 save the Wii U?
Oh, boy.
Are you looking through the Google alerts again?
No. I don't have Google alerts. I don't have anything that sophisticated.
Everybody has it.
1.2 million units, guys.
Yeah,
for Mario
I don't
Kart
think
8.
The Wii U needs to be saved.
Yeah, but how many consoles did they actually sell since the release of Mario Kart 8?
Mike, stop.
That's what I would wonder.
They
is
have
it selling consoles.
Thing about the Wii and the thing about Nintendo is they have the best games every generation. Every generation, the games on the Nintendo console are the best games of that generation. And you can go genre by genre and say platformer, best platformer of last generation, Mario. Of course. Best platformer of this generation, Mario. Guess what they have in common? Both Nintendo. Right?
What other genre can you cover?
Okay. Driving / racing games, Mario Kart. Best driving racing game this generation, last generation, the generation before that.
Did you buy Mario Kart 8?
I'm going to pick it up tomorrow.
Wait, what about Sonic All-Stars?
What about Sonic All-Stars? That hunk of trash?
I wouldn't wipe
my butt with the insert for Sonic All-Stars.
What about Mod Nation?
Even if I had diarrhea and I really needed to wipe, I wouldn't do it. Boom.
What about Little Big Planet Karting?
RPG.
Wait, what about Wipeout?
What about
Gran Turismo 6?
What about Wipeout on the Vita?
It works sometimes.
It doesn't work ever.
It works sometimes.
Have you tried to play people on the Vita that people playing on the PS3? It's impossible.
Yeah. I have tried.
It's impossible.
Oh, you have a Vita now, McLean?
Oh yeah.
McLean loves a Vita. Tell me I was right, McLean. I was right, wasn't I?
You were right.
I was right. I was right about the Vita. I was trying to tell him, this is what you need. This is the portable console that we've been waiting for. And then when you got it, McLean?
I think you were saying the same thing about the Vita, what you're saying about the PS4 now. This is terrible. Now it's great.
It is great.
Where did you get that?
But when they first came out, it was awful.
It was awful.
Okay, I just want to clarify all this. It's hard to keep up on the edity, hating and liking of different items.
Okay, wait, hold on. McLean, you've gotten your Vita. Tell us your experience thus far.
It's the best thing ever, except Hulu doesn't work. It's all laggy.
Really? It doesn't work?
Where did you get it?
And the Netflix app sucks.
Yeah.
So watching TVs and movies on it is terrible.
But the games are amazing.
The games, oh my god.
Right? Like, don't give me a PS3 game ever again. I don't want it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no reason to make a PS3 game if it's not on the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
If you still own a PS3, trade it in for a PS Vita because they're just going to release every game that way anyway. So there's no point.
I hope so.
That's what it should be, right?
Who's at the door?
Let him in.
Sorry about that.
Hold on before they break it down. Hopefully it's not the police.
No,
Somebody's trying to come in and stop this podcast.
They're going to pin you down in a choke slam.
Have you
pin me down to a choke slam.
Oh my god.
Is it the Mounties?
That's like what an 80-year-old person says when they talk about wrestling.
Yeah, no, that just sounded like someone who has never seen wrestling before.
I'm going to pin you down and throw you off the ropes.
Choke slam you to the ropes.
All right, so the Vita is amazing.
Going to tag you with a chair.
Well, that could actually happen. Actually hit them with a chair. You get tagged.
I said tag.
Tag?
What's a tag?
Is that a Canadian word?
Yeah. Oh, tag.
Tag, T-E-G? You tag them?
Is he saying tag?
Okay, guys.
I'm so confused right now.
E3. Me too.
All right. Okay, so Nintendo's probably going to win E3 this year because
Let's clarify that, though.
Okay.
Going to be there with the win.
They will not be at E3, but they are definitely showing everyone what they want to hear and what they want to see. Right?
They're doing like a
Mario title.
Small little 15-minute
first-party titles.
All we need is Zelda, Mario in a race car, Mario playing golf, Mario partying, Mario on platforms, Mario swimming, Mario, that's all we need. And they've won E3.
Mario Olympics.
Mario being a doctor.
Yep. Yep. All of that. That's all we need and they've won E3. Okay, so let's get to kind of the low man on the totem pole. Right?
Ugh.
I know.
Do we have to?
We kind of have to. We got to give the people what they've been asking for. Oh, the PlayStation, whatever. PlayStation 4, PSV. Oh, PS Vita's cool.
Yeah.
PS Vita's cool. PS4, I mean, we all have PS4s, right? McLean?
No.
No? Really. Okay. Darky?
Yep.
Mike?
Yep.
Me? Yep. Do I play mine? Hell no. Why?
I gotta admit that I don't play mine that often either.
Exactly. You know why?
Because I'm playing PC.
No, because it's terrible.
No, it's because I'm playing something else.
BF4 isn't terrible.
No,
it's good.
No, BF4 is the worst Battlefield released in the last 10 years.
Was the worst one in 10 years 3 months ago. It's pretty good now.
What's so bad about it?
Everything.
It's not buggy anymore.
No, it's pretty good now.
It's laggy. It's buggy. It doesn't have a good party system. They charge you for maps. What's up with that?
Who doesn't charge
every shooter
maps?
Does.
You know who doesn't?
Mag.
Mag.
Mag is dead.
How long are we going to hear about?
Mag doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Mag did charge you for maps.
No,
didn't
of course
Mag
didn't charge
you for maps. Mag charged you for modes. Free maps. Okay. Maps included.
Right. Those modes suck though.
Yeah, they were terrible.
So the PS4.
You always had to like get in a mode where it had all three factions. That
was
everyone
amazing.
Just played Sever.
Yes.
You could never get a full game.
That was awesome. That was the way gaming was meant to be.
Okay. Yeah, that was awesome.
Let's talk about the stupid PS4. I mean, what do we want out of PlayStation? What can they do? They've already got our money. They gave us a cheap console, but because they gave us a cheap console, we're kind of paying for that now. No games, nothing to play, no good apps. I didn't buy this thing to stream Netflix or watch an IGN video.
I mean, you have like $5 indie games.
I could get those for free.
That came out a year ago on PC.
I can get those for Humble Bundles on my PC.
Yeah. There's been really nothing.
Pay a dollar and get 30 games.
You have the PlayStation Plus games.
PlayStation Plus? Nobody wants those games. That's why they're free.
Pixel Junk Shooter Ultimate.
Yeah.
How old is that game? How old is that game? Pixel Junk.
It's brand new because it's the ultimate version.
4 years old? 5 years old? Really? Really? Yeah. You're going to give me a PS3 game on my brand new spanking PS4? My $400 PS4?
It's awesome.
You're going to give me a PS3 game? Really?
Works on the Vita, right?
Yeah, that works on the
Vita. Yeah, oh, okay. It's cross-buy. You get
now it's awesome.
Why would you not? Yeah, you don't even need to play it on the PS4. You want to play the good version.
I have no idea what I want Sony to do.
Because they can't do anything. There's nothing they can do. The only thing
Project
that they can do.
Project Beast.
What's that?
That's Demon Souls 2.
Oh, stop PS4. With the Demon Souls. Nope.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'll buy that.
It's coming. There's a really good video on it.
But that's not.
It's totally coming.
But that's not, like, something to get hyped for. That was.
Yes, it is. It's Demon Souls 2.
No, but that's a known thing.
It's not a known
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's become the new Madden.
Yeah.
Making a new one
every year.
No, but this is exclusive to PS4.
Demon Souls 15. Demon Souls 2014. Demon Souls 2K20.
Demon Souls came out in 2009.
Oh,
it's been 5 years.
I read the internet and get Google alerts all day long, and I'm not hearing anything about Demon Souls.
Okay, what about, the golf club comes to PS4. That looks cool. Did you watch the video on that? We're going to be playing golf on the PS4.
If we can play it for free, then I'm in.
I don't know if it's free.
It has to be free. Here's the thing that they could do. A free-to-play golf club where the way that they make money is me spending money on equipment, on a hat, on a shirt, on new courses, or
nobody
I want to play
hats and pants.
I want to play nine holes. I want to play nine holes. Give me money. Pay me $3. Play nine holes. Oh, I want to have a tournament. Oh, pay me money. Here, $5 for a tournament. Now I don't want to play golf.
We're still talking about golf?
What if you can only play if you spam everybody in your friends list?
Like, hey, I'm playing golf. Come play golf with me. And then I get like free money.
Yeah.
And that would be my, like, play tokens?
Yeah.
I would never stop spamming. Ever. I would spam everyone. I would try to get, like, a bot to auto-spam so I could get more tickets.
That's cheating.
Because I gotta play the link. I gotta hit the links. Don't deny me golf. All right.
What about,
Come on. Keep it coming. Keep the
what
research
about some,
coming.
Some more... PS3 HD remakes.
Okay, so like, there's a laundry list of must have PS3 HD remakes. I need Uncharted in HD. I need it. No, I need it. I just bought Uncharted 2 and Uncharted 3. Okay?
Oh god.
But here's the problem. I played NBA 2K13, the free PlayStation Plus version on the PS3, and I almost threw up in my mouth.
Okay.
That's how bad it looks. So now I'm afraid to put Uncharted in. Because I don't want to get sick to my stomach of how nasty it looks.
Right.
Are we really saying Uncharted looks nasty?
I am afraid that I am going to taint my own great, great experience with Uncharted by putting it in and it looks like butt.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Speaking of, well, not looking like butt and looking really good, The Order 1886.
That's been delayed to 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. All these games will be delayed. Like, it's just going to be a cock tease, right? Like E. Diddy said.
Yeah, it is.
But The Order looks really good. What do you guys think of The Order?
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that that game is going to be anything that really, I mean, really at the end of the day, it looks like to me.
Like butt?
Yeah.
Like butt?
Like butt. Do you think we could get an HD remake of Madden 25?
No.
No, I'm serious.
What about Oddworld New and Tasty? New Oddworld game.
That's what it's called?
Uh-huh.
Those games are butt.
Games aren't even trying anymore.
They got a lot of stuff coming to PS4.
Alright, so.
They've been pumping up everything on the blog.
I guess what, like 10 minutes ago, what we're trying to get to is we want to be surprised, right?
Yeah, I want some surprises.
Well, what could happen? What could they do to surprise us? Chat, what could they do to surprise us? Look, JT in the chat is saying Uno 2, High Stakes Poker 2, SKS, Uncharted Trilogy 4K Collection. Boom! Mind blown! That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need to see. I don't want to put an Uncharted. I don't want to put an Uncharted in my PS3 and eat my dinner again. Okay? I deserve that.
What kind of new innovations can we expect from Uno 2?
I thought you guys would go like Crash Bandicoot next gen.
No. Nobody wants Crash Bandicoot. Crash Bandicoot is dead.
Do we want a new Rayman?
No. Wait, there's already a new Rayman.
Yeah, what do you think?
Rayman's a little rained out.
There's this gen Rayman already. Come on.
EDD
needs to go away, says Red Dead 3.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, what's Red Dead 3?
Where's Red Dead 2?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I remember.
Red Dead Redemption.
No, wait, well that's the question. Do you want Red Dead Redemption and then another Red Dead game, or do you want like a sequel to Red Dead Redemption where the son goes insane and kills himself? Spoilers.
I want indie games.
No.
I want
stop
more
with
indie
games.
And I want
plenty
more
of those on the PS4.
Yeah,
I want PS Plus.
No, I don't want indie games. You know why? Because they're terrible. They're one trick ponies. They do one thing and
they don't even starve.
No. Oh, stop with the don't starve.
Aren't they making like a new one of that?
Really?
HD
remix?
Pixel junk flower. Petals. Pollen.
What about Horde?
Now HD Horde?
Oh yeah.
Now you're talking.
Oh, I remember that.
Horde was amazing. If you're not on that Horde, get on that Horde.
What about some Fat Princess? You think they'll do a Fat Princess for PS4?
Fatter Princess. what do you got, McLean? Come on. More. New ideas. New games.
Where's my heart?
Where is your heart?
Bring it back.
Bring it back from a mini?
From
Kingdom
a mini.
Hearts? A PS Mini to a PS4 legit free PlayStation Plus game that no one downloads?
No, $60 retail.
Oh, $60 retail? Where's my heart?
Yeah.
From Mini to Shovelware. Sounds good. That sounds like a good idea to me. Okay,
what do you guys think about the PlayStation Now? I'm sure they're going to talk about that a lot.
Well, hold on. McLean and I... We are in, well, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this. Am I, McLean? I mean, check with legal. Can I talk about this?
Yes.
Yes?
You're allowed to say it.
Okay. McLean and I were exclusively invited to the PlayStation private beta.
Whoa.
Did I go too far? Did I go too far? Redacted.
Yeah.
Redacted. Unhear what you just heard. I did not get secretly private beta invite to PlayStation Now. But if I did and I would have played a game, it works flawlessly.
Are you excited for the thing that you don't have?
It is the best new way to play old games that I hate, that I didn't want to play in the first place, that I have ever seen.
Exactly.
When do you think they're going to do an Intelligent Cube remake for PS4? Because you know how much I like that.
Never.
Damn it.
Ever. Back to PlayStation Now. The best part about PlayStation Now is you're streaming a game online and then playing an online game versus somebody. And where it works the best, correct me if I'm wrong, McLean, in fighting games.
You're wrong.
You're definitely wrong.
I was just guessing.
Well, you might be right because it just doesn't work on anything.
Well, you might be saying that because I dominated you. You might be saying that because
oh,
I dominated
you. Oh, you mean you spent more coins or whatever?
I dominated you.
You paid to win?
Oh, you still reacted? Pay to win button?
Well paid.
Well paid.
PlayStation Now is a game changer when it comes to the way we consume video games. You remember the digital revolution where we're not even gonna buy discs, right? We're just gonna download everything. No, we're not. No,
the
we're
digital
not.
Digital revolution when you were pirating PSP games.
Wow.
Had like
really?
Three
oh, what?
PSPs.
What the hell is that? What was that?
That's the roommate again. This wow. Sounds a little weird.
Wow. The new digital revolution, we don't download, we stream. That is the way.
How are you going to steal streaming games?
That is the way that games were meant to be played. And like I've said before, it's not PlayStation Now, it's PlayStation Wow.
How many PlayStation Now accounts are you going to own?
As many as it takes. Okay, so let's see what else PlayStation. Any new connectivity between Vita and the PS4? Anything that they're going to change there? I remember at some point they were supposed to have this PlayStation PSP room. Maybe they bring that back. PS Vita room. Like a mini PlayStation Home. Where's Home at? On the PS4.
Is that happening?
It better happen. E3 2014.
You think it will?
If it doesn't, it will
gonna
be.
Is it going to be a sequel or an HD remake?
Home HD remake.
Or will it go back to beta?
Oh my god. I just envisioned an
I don't
HD
know if I want any HD remakes.
What do you mean? The best game.
The Last of Us?
Yeah, you need The Last of Us HD remake.
No, I don't.
I'm gonna get that.
No, why? No, I don't need to play that game again.
I'm gonna play that game again.
XCOM.
I spent $60 for it.
I sold mine at the height of when it could be sold for good money. So.
Batman.
Oh, good for you. You're so
HD
smart.
Remake.
No, but I'm not playing that game again.
I'm gonna play the deal. I'll play it again. Definitely.
Yeah, I don't like these HD remakes. What's next, guys?
You gotta play the DLC that came out after the PS4, so nobody played it.
Wait a minute, maybe if The Last of Us HD Remake was an indie title, Darcy would play it.
Dorothy?
Dorothy, there's no place like indie games for Dorothy. Dorothy?
Okay, yeah. So let's see so PlayStation, right now, we don't see any good games on the horizon. I know that there's that, Destiny's coming out, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Finally, Destiny. We get Halo.
Mm-hmm.
The Halo we've been waiting for, the Halo that we want. Finally, PlayStation gets a Halo. And I'm assuming that everyone wants this.
When am I going to actually want a Halo game? You keep saying this, but I still don't want one. Can you tell me I'll want one?
The thing about Halo and Borderlands almost got there.
Purple guns?
Where it's a great game to play together. Like that's the way to play the game in a 4-player co-op. Just get a bunch of your dudes and let's run this. Borderlands almost got there, right? Except that it was a bad game. Halo gets there, and it's a good game. So Destiny is just the next variation, the next iteration, the next generation of the Halo idea of taking four players and
next
putting
revelation.
Them... Putting
four players with masks running around shooting people.
Yes, that is what we all want.
As long as there's no purple guns, I'm in.
They better have a purple gun, just so that you're out.
So we get our Halo. Yes. I guess some people wanted that.
Finally. About time.
Okay.
Too little, too late.
Halo is becoming the new Mario. Like just every year, every 2 years, you gotta shit out another Halo game.
I don't know what kind of game I want.
To like define our console. How are we gonna define our console? Oh no, Halo?
Guess so.
So you're saying we don't know enough about PlayStation to even know what we want. It's too
soon. I don't know what I want anymore. I've been too desensitized by garbage.
Bad games.
Yeah.
Bad games. Like, well, there hasn't been a good driving game since Burnout, right?
Burnout 3?
Gran Turismo 5.
Yeah, Burnout 3, of course.
Okay, I hate to be this guy, but I like driving in GTA 5.
Oh my gosh, you are that guy.
No, he's right.
What do you mean
he's
right?
The racing mode is pretty good in that game.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's still a Grand Theft Auto game, so it kind of ruins
know,
it.
I know. I don't have racing games since
People
Burnout, okay?
Burn in a fire.
So, okay, we need a new Burnout then, right? That's what we want?
Is that consensus? We want a new Burnout.
No.
No? All right.
No.
How about this? We want a new Madden.
No.
No.
No? Football. Everyone loves football.
We need a new ESPN NFL.
Ooh,
all pro football.
No.
I saw a brand new sports game that they're coming out with.
Well, what is it?
It's going to take the world by storm.
All right. Let me hear about
it. You guys
heard
about this game called Cricket? Looks pretty interesting to me.
I don't know how to play that game.
Yeah. What are the rules?
A man has to pitch the ball very weird. And then you underswing the bat. It's a flat bat too. It's very weird. It's this new game. It's coming from Britain, I believe. Gonna take the world by storm.
JT in the chat says Tank Battles 2.
Tank Battles 2.
I agree with Tank
as
Battles.
As long as it's 99 cents.
Yep, absolutely. If it's 99 cents, I am all about Tank Battles 2. We need that action up in our life.
I'm starting to think JT has bad taste in video games.
No, he just loves spending 99 cents.
Endlessly spending 99 cents.
Bad
for a night of video games.
What about
hey guys,
TV Show King?
Oh, TV Show King.
TV Show King.
HD.
HD remake?
I mean,
two?
Literally, that's all the PS4 has become. It's an HD remake machine, it's a 2-3-year-old indie game machine, and a bunch of free PlayStation Plus games that nobody wanted anyway. This
no one's
generation
playing
is
their
a
PS4.
This generation is a failure. For one thing, PlayStation is in the lead, but they ain't got jack. Xbone, which nobody wanted to be in the lead, and they aren't, they ain't got jack. Everyone hates the Wii U, but it's the only one with good games, but everyone's just a hater. Really? What should we do? Burn your PC, too!
I think we're missing one very important, extremely important, part of the PS4 that has just totally surprised everyone.
What's that?
PlayStation 4 live shows. That's what the PS4 has that the Xbone don't.
Twitch streaming?
I think they're going to come out with a dedicated app for live shows because that's how stupid people are.
You're telling me that I could be doing, at some point I'm going to be doing this on the PS4, the PlayStation show
probably
on the PS4.
I mean, look how many people are into doing live shows on the PS4 through Playroom.
How many of us are?
And they're ridiculous.
How many of us
it's
do that?
It's so stupid.
Do you do that, Pantera?
No.
Do you
oh,
do
God,
that,
no.
Darcy?
No.
Do I do that? No. McClane, do you do that?
No.
Exactly.
You didn't let us respond to you doing that, did he?
I would never do that.
Has he done that, guys?
Have I ever done a live show?
The Playroom?
Streaming Playroom.
No. Okay. Never in my life.
But
should, though.
Do you agree where I'm coming from, though, that they're going to have maybe a Ustream app come out where you could do this through Ustream?
Xbone took Twitch. Twitch is, like, the best for that, so I don't know what they're going to do.
Something's going to happen. I just know it.
JT just has a great idea. Party Chat Podcast.
They just got to figure out a way to make the Ustream app automatically blur out, like, ugly, flappy boobs.
PCP.
What's...
Party
PCP
chat.
Is bad for you kids.
Party Chat Podcast, PCP.
The Party Chat Podcast.
Party Chat.
Oh, okay.
Party Chat Podcast. Registered. Registered and trademark. JT, I stole that from you. Registered trademark.
Brought to you by bath salts.
I already registered trademark copyright.
I already trademarked.
No. I did that before. Trademark.
I said it before you.
Copyright. PCB.
Okay, games suck.
Yeah, we hate games.
Games suck.
Play the PC.
I mean, Oculus Rift, right? I mean, how many E3s do we gotta go through with the Oculus Rift? When is this thing gonna come out?
Yeah, when is it gonna stop being a tech demo?
Enough is enough. It's not a real thing if it's not a real thing, right? It's just an idea. Oculus Rift is a joke. Hey, JT's right.
PlayStation 4 VR headset.
Facebook. Project Morpheus. Right? Now that's the real deal. This is what they're going to do. They're going to set a launch date for Project Morpheus at this E3, and they're going to give us a price point of $99.
No.
What do you mean? You think it'll be $99 for
$99.
I'd be really surprised.
They want to sell. They want to win this generation. How do you do that? You get it in people's hands.
You think at E3 we're going to get a date for Morpheus?
Yes, absolutely.
Price point at Gamescom?
Yep, absolutely.
Probably. Ready for holiday release?
Absolutely.
What's going to be the first game that's like, that you can play on any, like, PC, console, whatever, like, the servers are just dedicated to the game? What's going to be the first game for that? That's next gen gaming, right?
PS4 versus PC?
Yeah, versus PS3.
All, like, one ecosystem. Where everyone
there's
plays
that new War Thunder game you can play on PS4 versus PC players.
Yeah, cross-console. Or cross-platform.
Yeah.
Get on that.
Yeah, you play against PC on that.
Okay, well.
What about PlanetSide 2?
No, I
thought they said... Isn't that going
to
be against PC?
No,
I don't need to watch E3 now.
Yeah.
No, they said no PlanetSide 2 cross-platform. Not going to happen.
PlanetSide 2 is coming out soon.
But Game of Thrones MMO, right?
No. That might be the new mag for you, E3.
No, with the MMOs. Enough MMO. With the MMOs. There's only one good MMO out there.
WoW?
No, not WoW.
Mag?
No.
DC Universe?
Defiance.
That's going free to play.
Yeah, and if you paid for it like I did, then I get special stuff, and you don't. Free to play suckers.
No, you just get dick moved.
Free to play suckers. Boom. I get more stuff than you, and I'm going to flaunt it right in your face. Like that somebody who in the chat made a penis and put a little squiggly on Pantera. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
That's what I'm going to do to you.
I am officially offended.
What do they call that again in water polo?
Touching the D.
No, it's called something like a stamp or something.
Mushrooms.
Mushroom stamps? Oh, my God.
Okay, so what else? What else from the E3? I got some top 10 rumors from Heavy.com, our number one.
Heavy for who?
Our number one source of E3 rumors, Heavy.com.
Have you been banned from that website yet, E3?
Not quite.
Heavy.com. It's better not be like a...
Heavy.com.
The XM Beaner reporter.
Heavy.com is the number one resource for E3 rumors. Rumor number one, God of War 4 will be showcased during Sony's live
press
conference.
Wasn't there already a 4?
Is there?
No, there was 3 and then there was Ascension.
Yeah, come on.
Which is basically 4.
No, it's not.
No, Ascension was a prequel.
Yeah, that was a prequel.
And I never even fucking played it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
In your face.
Yeah. Face. Mushroom stamped.
Pantera stamped. No. Rumor number two. Uncharted for the PS4 will also debut with some new in-engine footage.
What?
Yeah, that's another thing. When they show Uncharted 4, there's no way I'm going to be able to play the games I just bought. No right. way. PS4 is just ruining things for everyone. Rumor number three, a new siphon filter, a new Gran Turismo, and a new wipeout, all for the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
All believable. Siphon filter's kind of out of left field, it seems like.
No, well, siphon filter's a staple of the PlayStation brand.
That's been rumored like for 10 years.
Yeah, it's been...
Well, the time
is
now.
It's like saying the agent is going to come out. At E3.
Great timing, then. It is the time for Siphon Filter.
And where's the agent?
Siphon Filter needs to reemerge as the game that the people want. Okay, some, the spiritual successor to Demon Soul, blah, you already mentioned that, Project Beast. Right, blah, 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 blah. Ooh.
Everybody wants it.
Here's another shocker. Heavenly Sword 2 will get its first reveal.
Oh, no.
Nobody
Heavenly
wants that.
Sword?
What's that would that? Never happen.
Heavenly Sword was amazing and a great launch title for the PS3. We need Heavenly Sword 2.
Didn't Ninja Theory make that game?
Yes.
Don't they only make, like... Aren't they still making the Bayonetta game that hasn't come out for Wii U that was such a big exclusive?
Yes.
But they're going to have another game.
Wait, they're not making that, are they?
I think they are making the Bayonetta game. Bayonetta 2. That's been in development.
There's no way they're making that.
I'm sure they are.
SKS in the chat says Amazon Kindle Killer Vita app. What does that mean?
What?
It says Amazon Kindle Killer Vita app. Hashtag E3 2014.
So you read books on the Vita?
I'm not sure if he's trying to kill the Kindle or there's going to be a Kindle app that's killer on the Vita. I'm really confused. SKS, if you could straighten that out for us, we'd really appreciate it. All right.
The comic book app.
Yes.
On the
PSP. Absolutely.
All right, they should just HD remake that.
All right, here's another. Number seven rumor. Microsoft's live press conference will show off gameplay previews for Beyond Good and Evil 2, Forza Horizon 2, Gears of War 4, Quantum Break, and Star Wars Battlefront 3. That's a long list of great games.
That's one rumor.
Is that for Xbox?
Yes.
But
what is Quantum
Break? Why
would
the Battlefront
Quantum Break is that
3
like
be on Xbox only?
That's like that half movie, half video game thing, isn't it?
You mean Game Changer?
So that looks like they're trying to do.
That's the Game Changer, guys.
Half
like another Alan Wake
half game
type of game.
Half game, half amazing,
where you can like reverse time or something. There's glass shattering. I don't know.
Rumor number 8.
Oh, slow motion glass shattering. Never seen that before.
It's the next gen. Be ready. Number 8. Microsoft will show off a tech demo for Halo 5 and a series compilation will be announced. Halo HD Remake compilation.
A tech demo for Halo 5? Doesn't that seem a little underwhelming?
No. Because Halo's the best shooter of this generation.
That sounds awful.
A
tech demo?
If they show
a real trailer.
No, if they show a tech demo, I'm going to go order an X-Bone. Because how else am I going to play
I am depressed.
Halo?
Yeah, that really saddens me.
About this E3.
All right.
Yeah. What about that compilation, though?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to work on E3 day on Monday instead of watching E3. You're really bumming me out.
What do you mean, Mike? You're going to be front row center.
Well, hold on. We got some questions on that front row center. What do you mean about the compilation, McLean?
Does that include Halo Wars?
Oh, it better. The best Halo game ever?
Yeah.
If it doesn't, then they cheated us.
And or on the Xbox when they released a Halo that was just maps, but it came like on a separate disc.
Oh, man. Those are the good old days.
That should be included.
That should be included. Maps on a disc and only maps.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Number 9. A bunch of EA published games will be shown for the big 3 consoles. This is genius. That's
a genius rumor. Really?
Thanks for that. Heavy.com. Brilliant rumor. Let's see. Number 10. Dishonored 2. Do people really like that game, Dishonored? Is that like a thing?
I think so.
I don't know what Dishonored is.
It's like
it's not like first-person assassination game or something.
Right? Yeah.
It's like a thief game, but you have magic powers.
It's like thief, but good.
Right?
Yeah, thief, but good.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sounds pretty bad.
Okay, JT in the chat wants to know if Pantera has signed up for the E3 experience.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Oh, I'm going to that.
You are not.
I am.
You? Oh, my God.
There's one like 40 minutes away.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be that guy?
Is that when you go to a movie theater to watch
E3? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. McClane, you're that guy?
I'm that guy.
I probably have to go to like San Francisco to do it or something.
Yeah, no, mine was way too far away. It was like in Chicago. It was a couple hours. Okay. It's not that far.
You
but...
looked it up though.
Oh yeah, I definitely looked it up. Like if I was gonna be that guy and it was close enough, I'd be that guy, but I'm not gonna be that guy. Cause McClane's
I'm gonna win
that
a PS4
guy.
Though.
What do you mean you're gonna win a PS4?
I don't know.
Do you even know that? Is that
there's exclusive interviews or something.
What?
So we're gonna
need a raffle to win something though?
Are we gonna see you on the PS blog being interviewed? Of
like, oh yeah, definitely.
Here, we're here with John underscore McClane on the PSN. He's at the PS3 experience. And what are you gonna say to them? Like,
I'll be like, man, this sucks.
Okay, yeah. You're probably that
Trogdor guy's gonna interview. Wait, is that his name?
What's his Trogdor?
Name? What's his name?
Torgo?
From PS Nation or Torgo.
You dick.
Trog.
Torgo.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Okay, so McClane is going to the E3 experience because it's close by. Which
is gonna live tweet it?
Yeah. Well, we need something. We're gonna need something from you. We gotta see pics. You gotta something. Swag.
Some Uber fans showing up.
Come on.
You gotta get some pictures taken with some cosplayers.
That was a flop.
If you don't.
Is that gonna be any cosplayers?
There's gonna be cosplayers.
Yeah, there is.
There's definitely, somebody is gonna be dressed like, who?
What town is this in?
There's no like, Sony character, so there's no one
gonna be dressed like
as.
Jack.
Somebody is gonna be dressed up as some E3, like anime.
No, there's gonna be a couple cats.
Something.
Is Jack Trenton?
Jack Trenton.
Yeah. Go dress as Jack Trenton.
Kaz Harai? Come on,
Their hair slicked back.
Oh yeah. Who else? Ken Kutaragi? You know you're gonna see a couple Ken Kutaragis out there.
Yamato Nintendo guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's his name?
So, isn't that pretty late though? I mean, the press conference is at 9 PM my time. Like,
yeah, it's at 8 to 10.
I mean, what kind of snacks are you getting? You getting popcorn? What are you doing? The nachos?
Hopefully they have something.
They better.
Free stuff.
Some jalapenos on those nachos? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You gotta put the jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, are you going by yourself?
You have to get some pictures.
Are you going
cosplayers.
With people? Are you going
I'm
by
going
yourself?
With, they only allowed you to sign up for a plus one. Only one person.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to go with two people, but, well, what happened was I signed
you
up.
You found two more people that wanted to go
yeah,
with you?
That's amazing too, right?
Yeah. What do you
what
mean?
What town is this in, McClane?
It's sold out. This is, in Dallas.
Okay. So you're gonna be tweeting plenty of selfies with these cosplayers.
Well, I don't have, if they have Wi-Fi. But I doubt it.
What? You don't have...
I don't have 3G or 4G.
Why wouldn't they have Wi-Fi at the theater?
Do you have a flip phone?
No.
Does it still say singular on it?
No, he's going to be doing all this from his Vita anyway.
Yeah, this is on the Vita.
Come on, if you're going to a PlayStation event, you better be doing your stuff on a PlayStation device. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or at least the Sony Android phone, right?
Yeah, an Xperia.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, tell
okay,
me
so
about-
So no selfies from McClane.
Tell me about the one person plus one, you want to take two, which is weird, but whatever, okay.
Yo, so what happened was I signed up for it, and then they give you like passes you gotta print out or something.
Okay.
But it showed up as my name twice, cause it's supposed to show to the two people's names.
Right.
So I signed up again.
Oh my.
To get it right, and it did it right the second time.
Sure.
So you got,
then I got an email about the first time telling me, oh, sorry about the mistake, but it's all good.
Oh,
so I'm signed
it's
up
all
for four
good.
Spots.
So you got four slots.
You got a crew. Spots. You can bring a crew with you. You guys can all hang out. You can live tweet on your Vitas. Maybe play a little four-player co-op on something. Sounds like a great time. Sounds like a lot of people don't have anything better to do at Dallas. But
the theater better have one of those, like, theater games.
Yeah.
Like you all
theater
sign
games?
Up. Yeah. On you the Wi-Fi that they may or may not have.
I'm just all envisioning McLean and four of his buddies, like the surprise happens at E3, and we got a four-man high five. We got a big like four-man high five, they all jump.
How do we get a live high five? How do we get a live stream of just the theater, not the screen? I want to just see people reacting like, oh my gosh, Killzone 17. Oh, no,
like in those terrible horror movies with the night vision.
Now I don't want to go.
Mark 3.
Chest bump.
Oh, chest price bump. Drop on the PS4.
There's going to be some four-man high fives just all over the place, right?
Oh, my God.
There's just lots of high fives.
I just want to see somebody just, I called it! I told you! I wish I was there. I'm telling you.
Wait, no low tens? Just high fives?
Oh, yeah.
What about side? Hit me on the side.
Side action? In the theater seats?
Side action in the theater seats.
So, and this is sold out. This is sold out, right, McLean?
Yeah, it's sold
so
out.
So there is going to be a ton of people in there. A ton.
We need the reaction.
Cool. Are they going to sell popcorn and soda?
Better be
McLean,
free.
McLean, does your flip phone record audio?
Record audio?
McLean, does your jitterbug have a camera on it?
No, McLean will be able to get video. He has a Vita, as long as he has a bigger than 8 GB memory card.
That video
that means
sucks.
He has to upload it later to
that
YouTube.
Camera's
and
terrible.
All the hype is gone. I want live tweets from McLean at the show. Selfies.
I mean, I can tweet out, but not pictures.
Come on.
See a bunch of bros having a good time at the show.
I'm just going to be watching the same stuff you guys are watching.
Yeah, but you're going to be watching
you're
it.
You're going to be having the real experience.
Look at all the neckbeards. I mean, jorts and everything.
Just put a mirror next to your screen.
Jorts.
Yeah, I can just look at my own neckbeard.
Oh, I wish I was there. I'm telling you. I want to be. JT said it was sold out in Pittsburgh.
Place is going to smell great.
And the only one nearest to me is San Francisco. Let's see if that's sold out.
You need to go, Pantera. You need to be there.
I could live tweet. I have a smartphone.
But let me see if this shit is near me. I doubt it.
No, it's only in America.
Yeah,
everyone's Canadian.
Yeah, everyone.
No, there's
Canada.
Like two Canadian ones.
Yeah, but not near. No, stop.
Vancouver?
Okay, here's the San Francisco one. Let's see if I can get tickets for this.
Sign up now.
I'm going to get tickets for them and then sell them on eBay.
No, don't sell them. Go.
No, it's sold out. Oh, my God.
They're probably all sold out because this is the place to be.
Tinseltown, Vancouver, BC. There is one.
Do it.
Because there's like five people that live there.
You need to go.
I could go to this dude.
There's still time.
Yeah.
Watuki in Phoenix is all sold out.
E3 experience. It's the only way to experience E3.
San Francisco sold out. I can't go and experience it. It's too bad they don't have a Concord theater.
Okay, let's wrap up.
Yeah.
Canada. Uh-huh. I'm going to end with you. Give us your final E3 prediction, shocking, whatever, anything you want to say. E3 2014, go.
Real prediction. Okay. PS4 somehow gets Twitch. I don't know how. Down the road.
Wait. The PS4 has Twitch.
Yeah.
And has had Twitch since day one.
Oh.
Zilch. What the hell
no,
are you
no, 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 no.
About?
Hold on.
Wait, what?
Didn't Microsoft like really buy into Twitch though?
Yeah.
I can't use my system right now to go and watch other people play games on channels and
stuff. Yes, you can.
It has to be PS4 only material.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's not fully integrated.
So Xbox like totally bought into Twitch. I think Sony's gonna have something, some announcement like, by the way, we're gonna do that Twitch thing too.
Like making Twitch better.
Yeah. As far as games, I don't know what to expect. I hope I get like, I don't know, an armored core for PS4.
Said nobody. Mm-hmm. Said nobody.
That 3D Dot Heroes thing was a good gig. I hope that they come out with something else.
No, that didn't make any money.
Oh my god.
No, 3D Game Heroes was legit.
It was good, but seriously, that did not hit anybody's radar.
No, it sold no copies.
It's not about radar, it's about what I want.
I got a review copy, and that's how you know that it didn't sell gamer. Any copies. And by the way, I'm still getting free games. Just an FYI for everyone. Alright, Pantera.
There you go.
I'm moving on. Thanks, Canada. Pantera. E3 2014. Let me have it.
Well, again, Project Beast is going to be awesome. Can't wait for that. And just in general, you know, Gran Turismo 7, looking forward to hearing about that. I need some freaking racing games on the PS4. Uncharted 4, yeah, the original stuff. I'm just looking forward to the surprises, the stuff I haven't heard really anything about. So yeah.
Resident Evil 7.
If it's not like Resident Evil 6 or 5.
No, Resident Evil 5 was the last, it was the first good Resident Evil game.
No, it wasn't.
It was amazing.
Stop spreading so many horrible lies.
Operation Raccoon Sim City.
Ooh, crossover title. I like
Deluxe.
It.
Deluxe.
Only on the 3DS. Exclusive. Alright, McLean. E3 2014.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Wii U is gonna take over. Like, everyone's gonna watch how terrible both of the press conferences are, mm-hmm. and I expect Nintendo's sales to skyrocket right after the show.
That's a pretty good prediction.
They won't even announce anything, it'll just be how bad the other two are.
SKS says Time Splitters, Half-Life 2, PS2 Classics as PSN exclusives.
Time Splitters?
Time Splitters. People love the Time Splitters. I can't explain it.
What?
Everyone's about the Time Splitters. And Half-Life 2 has a PS2 classic, even though Steam Valve gives that game away.
Why do people want to bring back games that didn't do well?
Because they're
Wait,
great.
Which game?
Time Splitters.
Time Splitters was amazing.
It was amazing.
That was the last good first-person shooter.
Since Halo. Forgot the
Wasn't
Halo
that made
part.
By the group of guys at Rare that now just make Kinect games?
Yes.
No.
No.
That was
no.
the guys who made Haze.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Right. Hey, oh,
whoa.
Please bring
whoa.
Back Haze.
No, Haze HD Remix.
Haze HD Remix. Oh, my God. Haze Probably the biggest disappointment on the PS3 ever.
Okay, so here's the real deal about E3 2014. And it's going to be about the games. I agree
Wait,
that it's going to be.
Why didn't we talk Metal Gear Solid 5?
Well, because we know what it is. We got the demo. We paid for. Yeah. I paid $30 for the demo.
Mm. Who's we? No.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, has everyone played it? Has everyone here played it?
No.
No? Okay. No to Pantera? Darkie?
It's $20 on Amazon, and I seriously considered it.
Darkie, have you played it?
Oh.
No. Okay. McLean, you're a big Metal Gear. Have you played it?
No.
Okay.
You're
here's
big Metal Gear.
Here's the thing. Here's
I
haven't the
played
thing
Metal Gear, though.
About Metal Gear. And this, it was so amazing. I loaded it up and I'm like, I cannot believe what's happening right now. This is the Metal Gear I've been waiting for. Oh my, it's over.
Was
like,
it
no,
as bad
seriously,
as Peace Walker?
I just,
it's over.
No,
so
I just loaded the game. No, seriously, I just loaded the game and it's running credits. I've literally been playing for 5 minutes. I paid $30. There's gotta be more, right? This is a joke. You could
Should
not,
I get it for $20 on Amazon?
If your 5 minutes is worth $20, you better spend it right now. It ends in a place that it ends in a great place. Let me tell you one thing. It does end in a great place.
Is it really like 2 hours long?
Maybe less.
Cliff
Maybe
hangers.
Less.
As I was playing, and I was like, I'm having so much fun. This is so great. This is what I wanted. And when it ended, I was like, are you kidding me? I almost don't want to buy the game now because of you just stopped. It
so
wasn't.
I think I'll just wait for the PS4 release.
So then you pre-ordered
Zeros
the game.
And 5
Absolutely. Then I pre-ordered the game from store.theplaystationshow.com.
You know they're going to come out with the PS4 version with Ground Zeroes and Phantom Pain all on one disc, right?
Yeah.
Okay, McLean.
That's what I'm going to wait for. Just play it all in one. So you get the whole experience, so you don't forget anything.
E3 predictions.
There you go.
Well, did War at least change?
War has changed.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Okay, now it's worth 20.
Yeah.
It's still changing.
Was there a monkey?
Was there a monkey? No. So maybe War didn't change.
No, war changed. There's the monkey.
No, it did, because the monkey went away.
All right, here we go. E3 yep. 2014. It's not going to be about the games. It's not going to be about the apps. It's not even going to be about the current consoles. It's all going to be about the Vita. The Vita.
That's a current console.
No, that is not a console.
That is a portable console.
It's not a portable console.
It's a console.
It is not a console.
Yes, it is.
It is an experience. And it is an experience that needs to be had by more people. Sony is going to trot the Vita out there, the new slim Vita, and show the people. It's not,
they just did that.
It's not just new games. Yeah. It's also HD remixes. It's also terrible indie games. You don't need a PS4 because we're doing all this on the PS Vita. It's $100 cheaper than the PS4. Plus, you got to buy an overpriced memory card because if you don't, you're just going to run out of room. And everything's digital. You're not gonna want to buy a cartridge. What's the point of that? They're gonna do away with cartridges. That's my big reveal. No more cartridges on the Vita. They're gonna remove the cartridge slot. PS Vita 3.
Now, McLean, did you get the slim PS Vita?
No, I got the. I've been had it for like months now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's get it.
Okay.
Everyone needs a Vita. It replaces the PS3.
You know what they're gonna do? They're going to add an attachment to the top of the Vita where that plug is that nobody knows what it does.
And
well, they already removed the plug.
Yeah. The new one doesn't
people
have
who have a slim are just shit out of luck.
They are... Oh, you know what they're going to do? They're going to add 4Gs.
4Gs?
4Gs.
No, they're going to add like a...
Is that like an 4G?
UMD attachment.
Four times?
Ooh, UMD USB attachment. Play your old games. Up-res. So they look really, really terrible. That big screen. Have you tried to play a PSP game on that?
No.
They look bad. They just look bad. I need it.
What about PS1?
PS1 classics. Class,
yeah.
HD remixes of PS1 classics. Oh my gosh. This gen is about last gen. That's what we've come away from here. Is this gen is all about last gen. And, I think this is probably where gaming dies. Because they can't do this again. Games cost too much to make. These consoles cost too much and we're not getting anything that's usable on them. The next generation of consoles after this, I don't know what it's gonna be. Maybe it's just gonna be a headset.
Yeah.
That's probably what it's
a just controller and a headset.
Yep, a controller and a headset. And
no, it's going to be a little tiny box.
Well, no. The thing is the experience is going to be this headset, and then you can buy whatever box and plug it into. I can plug my headset into my Xbox, or I can plug it into my PlayStation, plug it into my Wii. But the headset, that's where the experience is going to change.
Oh, you mean the virtual reality?
Right, yes.
Okay. I thought you were talking about like an audio headset. Like,
No.
That's going to be gaming?
Yeah, no.
Is there a new Turok game coming out?
I hope not. I really hope
no.
not.
I hope so.
Yeah, please, no. We don't
need it. Seems like something they would do, right?
No, that's...
For Nintendo.
Something that
new
needs
Turok
to
for Wii U.
There's a new Doom, a new Turok,
no,
right?
No new Doom either.
Yeah, new Doom is good.
No, not good. Yeah. It's not good.
The new Wolfenstein is awesome. Have you played the new Wolfenstein?
When did they get a budget? Why am I seeing commercials for Wolfenstein in my basketball games?
Those are awesome.
Who asked for that?
What's up with that?
No, I mean, they should not have a budget for Wolfenstein. Ever.
Okay.
That game is really good.
What do you mean?
I pirated it on PC. It's awesome.
Oh, stop. Order from the PlayStation Show.com.
Store.theplaystationshow.com. Best prices, fastest shipping. That's the way to go.
Really?
Night Night SKS. You already left. Okay, that's it.
Yep.
As this is what I'm doing, and everyone's invited. If you're listening to this, you're invited. If you're on this podcast, you're invited. McLean's going to be busy on Monday, apparently.
Well, I'm going to be having the E3 experience.
Well, if you want,
oh, yeah.
If you want an additional E3 experience after the press conferences on Monday, I'm opening it up live. Tuesday night, I'm opening it up live. Wednesday night, I'm opening it up live. Now, here's the thing.
Woo!
Whoa!
Here's the thing.
This is the announcement.
Whoa.
Whoa!
This is the E3 surprise.
Whoa, let me get my flip phone.
Did E3 get to you, EJ?
I don't know what happened.
Did they knock on your door and tell you we need you to do some shows?
I don't know what happened. Well, okay, here's the thing. Okay, Monday I should be able to. I have a T-ball game, but that's gonna end early enough. So Wednesday, Tuesday and Wednesday are also open too. So I'll be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And
aren't you a little old for T-ball?
A little bit. Yeah. I'm right at the edge.
You should probably move up to Little League.
I'm right at the borderline. I just made the cut. I don't know why I got the E3 bug. I play one game. No, I play two games. MLB The Show on my Vita and NBA 2K14 on my PS4. Those are the only two games.
I play NBA 2K14 on my PS3?
Yeah. If, no, if you want to throw up in your mouth, you will play it. That's how terrible it looks.
What if you're terrible at basketball games? Does it balance out?
Well, then your game will look as good as... Yes.
What if all I know is NBA Jam? Will it be great then?
That's all I know.
Yes.
What if you only think you know NBA Jam?
Ooh, yes. That makes more sense to me.
We should go play NBA Jam right now.
Actually, I was looking at the wrong day. I don't have a T-ball game. I am all good for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I'll be here Monday.
What? Everyone's invited.
Yeah.
You heard it here. At some time after the press conference for Sony, we will be live again Tuesday night at some time that won't piss my wife off. And also on Wednesday at some time that won't piss my wife off. Live instant reactions of what's been happening. E3 2014. Actually, I take that back. I take it all back. Nix all that. I will only be here Monday. I have no reason to come back Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, the other days are kind of, we'll just watch trailers.
Yeah, exactly. I will
I'm just taking Monday off. Fuck the other days.
Monday.
You're taking Monday off?
I told you this like 3 days ago, like five times.
Oh wait.
Three?
Yeah.
Hold on. I nixed it again.
You got vacay. Time.
No, I nixed it again. I'm gonna be too tired to do that on Monday. On Tuesday we will be back here live to review all
You gotta do it Monday.
No,
Monday
or bust. I can't do it Monday because it'll be over at like 11 o'clock and I gotta work the next day.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna fly.
Me and Darcy are gonna do a show anyway.
That ain't gonna fly. Okay.
Why don't you just do it during?
During?
Yeah,
but people won't be listening. It'll be confusing. Tuesday, I will be back here. Everyone's invited.
Friday.
Time to be determined. Tuesday the 10th of June, we will be back here live. Make sure you forget everything that I just said over the last 3 minutes.
I mean, you could do
it
Monday.
Tomorrow and then release it after E3.
Redacted.
All right, that's it. We'll see you in a couple days. Here
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday.
Here's some E3 2014 theme songs.
Nope.
Fifth World TV. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I do.
Does he love video games?
I'll ask him. Rick?
You can only love video games if you're on this podcast.
Do you love video games? Yes. All right.
What's say it more enthusiastically.
What's your favorite video game? Grand Theft Auto 5.
Boo. He's not a real gamer. You can tell him I said that too.
Oh wow, what a goal.
Ask him if he likes Mag.
Yeah. Does he love
Rick,
Mag?
Rick, do you like Mag? Who's Mag?
Exactly.
Sounds hot. Sounds sexy,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
Exactly. Who's Mag? Thank you, Mr. Roommate.
Well, no. Because Rick got my joke and knew that that was a shooter, come on, guys. You got to give him credit.
Yeah.
It's the sexiest shooter ever made, right?
If by sexy you mean shitty, then yes.
Hold on. Something's happening.
Part of my language.
Yeah, please.
I have a potty mouth. Sorry.
I hope you guys did your research.
Oh, I've been doing my research.
Research on what?
E3? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, no, I had no idea.
Keeping an eye on the blog.
Yep.
I'll do my research right now.
Watching the blog. You get your blog on?
Yep.
All right. That's what I call preparation, Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Slugger's in the chat.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Welcome, Mr. Slugger. Long time no IRC.
Slug.
Oh, yeah. Or Slug. Yeah. Long time no Slug.
Long time no Slug.
Long time no Slug. Too long.
Uh-oh. I've been tweeting.
I think it's been too long since I talked to E. Diddy. I was going to mention that. Where have you been? I thought you died or something.
Why don't you confess your love for him?
Tell me how you really feel.
I don't think so.
Send me a Wang pic.
God.
Send him a Wang pic.
If by Wang you mean like a Chinese gentleman or something, then okay.
If by Wang I mean what?
A Chinese gentleman, like Wang, Chinese.
Show him the Chinese gentleman you have tied up in your closet.
Chinese food. The come of some young guy.
Wow.
Mike, can you repeat that joke or whatever?
No.
That's racist.
Anyway.
I don't play.
When is this train wreck going to start?
I don't actually play video games.
It started once you got on the cast, Mike.
I experienced them.
You experienced them?
Yeah. I don't play games. I experience them.
Oh yeah, you did. What are you playing right now? Anything?
What do you mean? I play games every day.
Still playing the troll, that's for sure.
Oh, I'm quiet. Hold on.
Hot Shots Golf.
I'm too quiet. Let me turn to myself up. Hold on. I got too much. How's that? Is that better? Is that better? How's this one? Is that good, Mr. Stuck? Hold on. I need to get a couple more. These are so good. I wish I had some mustard.
Turn the pretzels down.
Oh, no.
Voice up.
Turn the pretzels up. Printer down 2 is joining chat. DarkNation_comp. Welcome to the chat.
I'm from Compton. Cupid
607. Change your name. E_needs_2_go_away is joining chat. Welcome. Why is McLean's Skype broke? Let's try again. Welcome, Dark Lurker. You haven't responded to anything in the chat yet. What about this, JT? The other PlayStation
Hello?
Show. Oh, it worked. You got it to work.
No, not really.
What do you mean not really? We can hear you.
I'm still trying to get it to work over here.
What do you mean over here? Where are you?
It's going nuts.
Stay there. Stay where you are.
No. I can hear him.
That's working.
Yeah, I think it's working if we're talking to you.
Yeah.
Don't fix it.
Don't fix it. It'll be broken.
I don't understand what you mean by fix it. We can hear you.
Yeah, but I'm on the terrible computer.
What do you mean? The terrible computer works.
No. It's on terrible Windows 7.
Oh, I love Windows 7. Windows 7 is my jam. Pantera Nag 2 has joined the chat. Welcome. Welcome, Pantera Nag 2.
Oh, shit. Somebody got me there.
I'm assuming that everyone's been retweeting upon retweeting upon retweeting.
Oh, I should get on that.
Thank you.
What is my Skype password?
You're talking to us.
Yeah, you're talking to us. You don't need a password. It's, you're already signed in. No password.
You're overthinking the Skype, John McClane. You don't need to put your password in twice.
It says I gotta restart Skype.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, you should try that.
You're the worst Skyper ever.
Well, let me close. Oh, it's not closing.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna just play some Diablo 3 while I wait.
Goal. LA.
They're gonna win. Come on. Everyone knows LA is gonna win. Who are they playing?
New York.
New York Rangers.
Yeah, everyone knows LA.
I got $5 on this game.
You got $5? Whoa. Really? $5?
Wait. $8. You, right,
wait, hold on.
Line.
Hold on. US dollars? Or Canadian dollars?
Canadian dollars.
Oh, so like 50 cents then.
Yeah. Wow, like 50 cents. Like 350, dude.
Right? Yeah. Does it look like Princess Leia is sucking on Darth Vader's finger?
What? What are you talking about?
I got five on it. Has now joined the chat. Welcome. What's going on with your Skype? The people are waiting.
Okay, now it's updating.
Oh my.
Whoa, New York score.
Oh my god.
Back to back goals, guys.
What do they call that in hockey? Like, what's the
a
official?
Back to back.
They call it a back to back. That's the best thing. Hold on, my phone's blowing up again.
No,
standing
I just
on their head. Right?
I like how I can come up with lingo though, and you guys would
believe
it.
Double whammy?
Is that what it is? A double whammy? Two for they one?
Yeah.
Two to make one?
Yeah.
Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Okay, I fixed it.
Fix
I'm moving
it, but
over.
You're still here.
See if it, I don't know if you have to call me again.
I swear to God, if your better computer sounds a lot worse.
Wait, I have to call you again? Wait, hang up on you? Are you ready?
Yes.
I don't believe you, but I'm hanging up. Okay, now I'm gonna call right back. Immediately. Boom. Do not pass go. You see how fast that was? That's because I'm a seasoned.
You have no idea how badly I want his call to sound so terrible.
A seasoned professional at live streaming, Skype calling, podcasting. This isn't my first rodeo. Just in case you guys didn't know.
But it's been a long time.
Hello?
How's it sound?
You sound
worse.
Yeah, it sounds.
Long's over here, buddy.
No, it sounds worse, but.
Speak into the mic.
Yeah. Put the mic right by your mouth.
Hold on, I got this.
Okay, hold on, he's got this.
Oh wait, you said you were talking like germaphobe, right?
Okay, is it fixed?
Hold on, somebody wants to know why Pantera is a host, he ruins everything he touches.
Who said that?
Does that mean that you don't have, that mean, does that mean that your junk is ruined?
No. Who said that?
E. Diddy needs to go away with a bunch of underscores.
Oh, okay.
Is it fixed now?
Yeah, it's good enough.
Hold on. You just missed back-to-back goals.
Double whammy, you mean.
Tell the roommate that, I think.
The double wham.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Mike, right. Can you take the clothespins off your nose? Just for the cast.
Is that an option?
Just for us.
Is that
I know what you're talking about.
No, is that an option?
Ah, what?
No, seriously, is that an option? Now I'm being dead serious. Oh, okay. All right. Well, at least you're honest. McClane, what about you? Can you take the clothespins off?
This is a mess.
What do you mean this is a mess? We can hear you. This is...
You have no idea.
This is exactly what I expected. We call you, you answer,
wait,
and then... What?
Does Pantera have video?
Wait, hold on. You have video, Pantera? Are you videoing right now?
What is that? Turn that off.
You're not showing your face. Oh my gosh.
Turn that off.
Whoa. Do not ever, ever do that again. No, seriously. Seriously, I just ate. I just ate. You can't.
Pretzels too. That shit like.
You cannot do that to
died
somebody.
Of choking on pretzels.
You. Whoa, oh no! Oh my gosh! Whoa! Oh no! No!
You're supposed to give us video if we don't pay for this shit.
No! You do not want that stream, JT. I'm not gonna lie. We just saw man nipple.
I wouldn't need you to throw up.
We just saw man nipple. That was not necessary. Totally uncalled for.
That just happened.
Some people don't deserve a camera. Just going out there on a limb.
Look at that.
Is that why you don't have one?
Absolutely.
Look how fucking quick that was.
That was a little bit too quick. Actually, I wish I would have taken a screenshot.
I got a lot more.
Mike, don't do that, dude.
No, seriously. That could be considered harassment.
Are you guys at all surprised? Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Let's do this. All right, hold on.
Hey, JT, I purchased my camera separately with my computer. Thank you.
No.
So nobody knows.
No, thank you. All right, here we go. 2014. Hold on.
This is getting going off.
There we go, guys.
2014. Yeah. Pre-3 show. Hashtag pre-3 show. Hype show. From the PlayStationShow.com. Play my theme music. Somebody play my theme music. Okay, I'll play my theme music.